Gabriel tinha tudo.
La cámara todavía, no es ahora. ¿Queréis decir así?
Thank you.
ese tiempo.
And
this is the first time though that this newly built and newly developed building that I am seeing here. And while there are some old known faces, there are many new faces also. And it's good the topic that I have chosen is practicality, Vedanta practical. Practical Vedanta is what we want, not just theoretical discussions, not just conceptualization, not only theory, but its implication, its implementation in practice. That is the real idea. So let us begin with the chanting of one of the great mantras which tells us about practicality. Please repeat after me. Say Om Asatu Ma Sadgamaya Tamasu Ma Jyotirgamaya of ignorance to light of knowledge, and from this limited mortal life to the immortal infinite life. And this is actually what we want in life. Do we want unreal or real? You would say real, isn't it? We want real, not unreal. What would you like? A fake dollar notes or the real dollar notes? Answer is no brainer. You will say, yeah, we want the real dollar bills, not the fake ones. We always look for reality, and what we consider as real, our mind goes to that. Unfortunately, what has happened is that which is not real, we start thinking it as real. And that is why we get cheated in life. That what is not real, we take that as if it is real. And that which is real, we don't know that exists. Like we wonder whether God exists or not. God, where is God? Doesn't exist. All these different forms which come and go, we think that they exist. They are real. And we run after them and make that as the ultimate goal of our life and thus get cheated. Therefore, it is important that we shift the life actually from unreal to the real. The next thing that we said was from ignorance, darkness of ignorance to light of knowledge. What do we want? Ignorance or knowledge? The answer is very clear. We want knowledge, not ignorance. But in this world, what we call knowledge changes, and therefore it is like ignorance. One thing is told to us as truth, tomorrow it changes and said, no, that was not true, this is true. That is how the truths of what is called science are. They change, and therefore they are called empirical truths. Empirical means subject to what facts we see. So whatever we see today, something more gets seen. So what we understood earlier is to be discarded. No, that is not true, because this is what seems to be true. So this is not really therefore knowledge at all. The knowledge that gives the truth that does not change, that is the true knowledge. We want that. And everybody craves to be immortal. We don't want to die. That is why we have all these medical facilities. We have the science of, medicine and health from the ancient times. Because we want to continue living. Although we do not know who am I that lives. It is a big mystery that who am I that is living. It is all changing. The body changes. So what is living? The body of yesterday is gone tomorrow. It is, when you were a little baby, say 2 months old, 2 months old. So, everybody was, 2 months old. I mean, you were 2 months old? Yeah, one time was 2 months old. Now, that 2 months old body is no longer there, you won't recognize that picture. You have to tell, Jaime looked like that when Jaime was 2 months old. It looks very different because body changes. There is no life of body as such. What does not change, that alone can be eternal. Do you see that? What does not change? In the midst of all these changes, there is something that does not change. And we have to learn to catch that. What is in us that does not change? Think about that. The body undergoes change, mind undergoes change. So what is that did not change in, say, 10 years, 15 years, 100 years? Something that did not change. What is that? So we want to find that, because that is where the immortality lies. So this is the great ancient Vedanta verse, Vedanta saying, Asato ma sadgamaya, from unreal take us, O Lord, to that which is real. From that which is not really knowledge but ignorance, from ignorance take us to knowledge. And from all that changes, show us that which is unchanging. It is, and this is not just mere idea, but something that we can do in our day-to-day practical life. We are all practical people. Many times people say that don't tell us all these theories. It is like we heard that very difficult to understand, and also what's the use of it? What's the use? It is just making us think of that which is not practical. We have to have practicality. If you have only the recipe of how to make this pudding, and what is that sweet that you prepare in Puerto Rico, that kind of that cake, what is it called? Not able to hear you.
Flan,
I remember flan. Now, if you only have the recipe how to make flan, but if you actually do not make, then can you eat it? You cannot eat the recipe on the paper. You have to make it. And then you will be able to eat that delicious sweet. So then you enjoy it. So similarly, these things are not just to be thought of, but have to be made practical in our day-to-day living. This is very important. And can we do it? Can we do it? Many things now cannot be done. It can be done. Vedanta guarantees, all the sages guarantee, all different religions in the world guarantee that yes, it can be done. It can be done. Like Jesus declared, I am the goal, I am the way. In the Bible you read, I am the goal. Means in my life you will see what is the goal in our life. And then how to get that goal practically. It is in the Vedanta, in the Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita, we get the same message. It is practical. And just we have to start making it practical in life. And then it becomes practical. I was thinking of coming to Puerto Rico for quite a few months. And then I was contacting, I had gone to California last year and discussed this with my friend Jnana Yogananda. What? Do you know or you don't know Jnana Yogananda? Raise hand who knows Jnana Yogananda. No, she doesn't know. You don't know Jnana Yogananda? Raise your hand. Who knows Jnana Yogananda? Do you know Jnana Yogananda? Do you know?
First time.
Okay. Very good. So it is Jnana Yogananda who has been keeping this center really vibrant and alive. So I got to see him and asked about how this new center is getting developed, new building is getting developed. And he said, yes, it is almost ready. And they have to get permission to start the programs. We are waiting for that. And then he gave me the message, sent me the message that yes, they have got the permission also. So we can now arrange the programs there. And there are many things yet to be done, but gradually, slowly, it will get done. Practicality, you know. We have the idea that we should have a central building, but then just thinking about it doesn't work. We have to make it practical. And we have to work. And we have to get the space. We have to collect the money. We have to get so many things. We have to work for that. Then what was in the mind becomes a practical, tangible, real thing. So in our life also, it is very important to see that we are divine. We are actually divine. That is our reality. We are divine. It is Swami Vivekananda, the greatest exponent of the practical Vedanta. He has so many times said that each soul is potentially divine. Each of us is actually divine. Just the different shapes are there. I like sometimes that example of animal crackers. Animal crackers, have you eaten animal crackers any times? Animal cracker, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Now those animal crackers, you like them, good, good, very good. So, their shapes look different. Shapes, something looks like a lion, something looks like an elephant, sometimes something may look like a giraffe, a crocodile and all that. But actually the substance is same. The substance is not different at all. So the same divine, when that same divine is shaped like that, that is called Brahman. That is, it is shape. When it is made in this shape, that is called Yogatmananda. In that shape, then it is called Malta. The actual thing is the same. No difference at all. They are inside the substance is same. We are all made of God. Okay, Kalyani? We are all made of God. God is our substance. God is our reality. So it is like that. Say, all these bottles, the bottles, they are all different, but they are really same plastic. That is the material with which they are made. Same plastic, this bottle and that bottle, what is the difference? Nothing. So, that is, can that bottle, if that bottle say, imagine if the bottle thinks, let me run away from plastic, I don't like plastic, will the bottle remain? Can the bottle run away from its substance, its material? It cannot. So we actually cannot run away from God. But somehow we make that struggle, think that others are different, I am different. Now this is unreal thinking, and because of this unreal thinking, we suffer in this world. That is the reason we suffer, and because we go to something that is not real, thinking that it is real. So we suffer. I like that another example. If Kalyani stands in front of mirror, oh, I have to go to Sociedad Vedanta, let me do my hair and all nicely. She stands in front of the mirror, and then she thinks that it is better to brush the hair, comb the hair, and she takes the comb and starts moving it on the mirror. Instead of putting it here, starts doing it on the mirror. What will happen? It will not get done. She will get what? Frustrated. Oh, I am trying for so long a time. My hair is not getting all right. Because it is not real. It is only reflection. That is why we suffer in our life. That which is not real, we think to be real. It is just reflection. And therefore, practical Vedanta means this, that instead of doing this impractical thing, that take the comb and try to straighten the hair in the mirror, it will not happen. And that becomes the cause of misery. That is why we all seek happiness, but end up in getting misery. We seek love, but we don't find it. Because where is it? Where is it? When Kalyani takes the comb, but instead of doing it there on the mirror, she starts doing it here. And then it gets straightened here as well as in the mirror. So that is how we have to change the mode in which we work. If we change ourselves, our world also will change. If we try to do, you know, make the world nice world, it is like moving the comb on the mirror. It will never get nice. But if we change ourselves, then it will be all right. So this is the way in which we should be changing ourselves. Swami Vivekananda says that these truths, there is a very nice little book titled as Practical Vedanta, Vivekananda's book, Practical Vedanta. It probably has been translated in Spanish. I don't know whether it is available or not, but you may get the Spanish translation of that. That is where Swami Vivekananda says that not that these truths were told only like that and then they are to be practicalized. First they were experienced, practically done, and then for the benefit of others, they are now told to people for practicalization. Like somebody made flan and tastes nice, then wrote the recipe of flan so that others also will be able to make it. But if others say that no, this is flan, the recipe is not flan, It is we have to actually work. So these truths are like that, that they have to be implemented in our day-to-day life, then they will work. So one reason that we give for not working in that direction, saying that we are very busy, we don't have time, which is not true. We have lot of time that we waste in so many unnecessary things that actually hurt us. We waste a lot of time in putting the comb on the mirror. So we have to change that. Then we have ample time. That which is most essential, most necessary, for that we must find time. Otherwise, we will not get what we are looking for. So, it is practical while working, doing our regular work, we can make these great principles of Vedanta practical. And these are ways of making it practical are called yoga. Yoga. Have you heard the word yoga? Yes. Yoga sometimes is told like you do some physical postures, lotus posture and some such things. But that is not how the yoga is told in Vedanta. In Upanishads or Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta, that yoga means practically learning to do things. Practically, we have to mold our life so that what we understand, we can implement it in life. It is like somebody reads only a book, reads a book on piano, how to play piano. But that doesn't make that person an expert pianist. What needs to be done? Practice, exactly. Practice. And if you do practice, gradually what is written in the book, and that you start getting that through that instrument, piano. Everything is like that. Say you hear a lecture on how to swim nicely. A lecture by an expert swimmer that how you can swim nicely. Does that make you that Michael Phelps or somebody like that? No, what you have to do? Discipline, practice. Practice, practice, practice. Practice means not doing whatever you want and call it practice. And there is a proper method to do that. There is, you need guidance to do that. A trainer is necessary to put you in. And you have to be very, very disciplined. I was reading that that Michael Phelps, how everything that he does has to be done in a very disciplined way. That he cannot eat anything, whatever you like. He won't eat flan, I am sure. Because he does not want to eat lot of sugar and put on like that. Then he will not be able to swim. He has to be that time to get up, time to sleep, and about 15 hours a day he has to put in that exercises of different types and exercises that strengthen different muscles. All those he has to do. Then he becomes Michael Phelps. So we have to bring about that change in the life that yes, I will strive for that. I will discipline my life. I have to break my old bad habits. The old bad habits hurt us a lot because they are difficult to get rid of, but we can get rid of them if we strive, if we work on that, then slowly they can be changed. It is. We have to make a resolve. First thing, to make Vedanta principles practical is, yes, I want it. I will change my direction of life for that. A resolve, a determination has to be made. What is the word in Spanish for that? Determination, resolve.
Determination.
So determination must be there. That determination, then yes, I will do it. I cannot get up early in the morning. Why can I not get up? Come on, from tomorrow, I am going to get up early in the morning. First, there will be difficulties, but we should not give up. And that is the meaning of determination. That yes, I am going to hold on to it. That is perseverance. Perseverance. Perseverante.
Perseverancia.
Perseverancia. Yeah, exactly. That is the second thing that is we have to have. One day it will not work, but don't give it up. Continue. Slowly it will change. Suppose you from here you want to go walking to the other end of the Puerto Rico. How long will it take? One day? 2 days? 3 days? Four days?
It depends how fast. It depends how fast you go.
How fast you go? But if you say walking for half an hour, I don't know how long to walk. But we have to persevere. Keep on. We will surely get there. Let me tell you a very educative incident. We were to climb a very beautiful Shiva shrine in Himalayas. It is called Tunganath. Tunganath. It is the highest peak in that district. Tunganath. And then we came to the base camp and it was told that it is just only 3 kilometers after, say, 2 miles or so. So, 2 miles to walk. And myself and we and 2 other friends were there. At those days, you know, it is about more than 35 years ago. So I had more energy in body. Now I am 70, you know, so you can. So when I was much younger, in my late 30s, so I and other 2 friends of mine, for 2 miles, we can easily climb. In the morning we will start, and then in the evening, we will come back by 2 o'clock, and we will start early in the morning. We will come back by 2 o'clock, and we will catch a bus that goes to Badrinath that very day. And there was a small hotel cum restaurant there. And the man there told, well, you will have to stay here at night. He said, no, no, we don't require to stay here. We will just go, come back, and then go forward. He said, okay, if you can do that, wonderful. But in case you cannot do it, I will keep the place for you. Because he was experienced, you know. That he knows. Because it was, although 2 miles, like that, you know. Cold, of course, you don't feel cold when you are climbing up. You start feeling hot, you know. It is. So it was cold, but that was not the problem. It was steep, high, like that. It was not like the motor road, you know. It was pretty high, and even then, if you go like that, then it will not be 2 miles, it will become 5 miles. So it is, it was very steep, and we started sticks in our hand. Go forward. And then we knew that we walk normally on the plain. We walk more than 3 miles per hour. So we thought that within 1 hour we will reach there. So we started walking. In half an hour, we saw that our energy is not enough. We had to take short break. And we thought that in half an hour we must have covered half distance. No, not even 1/4. Then what can be done? Come on, let us go. We have to go. We have to persevere. So to make the long story short, although we started early morning, by the time we reached there, it was almost evening. The sun was setting. Started when the sun was rising, and then when we got there, the sun was on the western horizon, setting. So we did our salutations, saludos in the temple, did some quick worship because they were about to close the temple. And then we had to come down. And coming down is not strenuous but dangerous. You may trip and fall. So we had to come down also carefully, slowly, and then by the time we reached there, that that hotel owner was laughing. I know that, he said, I know that. But good that you persevere. You continued. You didn't give up. So this changing the life is a difficult task, but therefore determination and perseverance. Both these have to be there. Relentlessly we have to hold on to the ideal. Then it becomes practical. Otherwise, no, if we give up. Why I am telling this is that many people just give up, thinking that it is not for us. It is taking too much time. Moreover, it requires a lot of changing my habit and my mind has to be changed. So, no, not possible. Never let us make this mistake. It is possible. Continue. And even if this life, this body falls off, you can continue with the next body. The next body you will get, that will be helping you on this way. You have to give up this idea that no, if I cannot, it will take 10 years, 20 years, 25 years. How long will I, am I going to, by that time I will die. Doesn't matter, who knows when somebody will die. One doctor was showing me the picture of one of her patients. She was very cheerful and looking pretty good. She was walking. She asked me, do you know how old she is? I said, no, maybe 75 max. She is 107. 107. So, but, so we don't know how long is one going to live. Not too long ago, just 2 weeks ago, only 2 weeks ago, one of my friends, very young, brilliant son, he was a professor in the Prime Engineering Institute in India, IIT Kanpur. So, Indian Institute of Technology, very renowned professor there. He was giving talk to the alumni of that institute. And he, just while giving the lecture, this about 52 years old man collapsed and died. So, his life certain, life is not certain. Who knows? They write in the ice cream shops, you know. Ice cream shops? In the ice cream shop they write that who knows what will happen tomorrow? Eat your desserts today. That is the ice cream story. But what it means, one thing is clear, that we do not know how long will this body last. How long some machine lasts, who knows, you know. They give a warranty. When I had bought some olden times, the story 25 years ago, a wall clock in India, a wall clock. And I asked that owner that how much guarantee it is, how long will it last? And that man was clever. He didn't want to commit. He showed the body and my body, you know, not him, my body. And saying that this is the machine made by God. Even for this, there is no guarantee. Then what is the, how can anybody give guarantee for a man-made machine? There is no guarantee for that. This God-made machine also doesn't have any guarantee. How can it be? Certain things, one of our neighbors, he used to give New Year calendars by December 25 or so. He was a devout Christian. So, as before Christmas, he will bring the new calendar for the next year. And this is the calendar for that. And he said, I give guarantee that this will work for 1 year. Because it is calendar, you know. So, it will, it is guaranteed for 1 year. So, for such things you can give guarantee. Like we can give guarantee, tomorrow will be Saturday, isn't it? It is in logic, in mathematics, it is called tautology. Just by the virtue of today being Friday, you do not need to consult any, you know, zodiac or horoscope to see what is tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Saturday, you are sure, because today is Friday. So, but other, how long are we going to live? And nobody can tell. And therefore, let us not worry about it. Let us not worry about it. Let us make use of every single moment available to us. Every single moment available, let us put it to the proper use. Do you get it, Victor? Do you get it? Do you understand it? So put every single moment to the proper use. You know, one has to make good use of every moment. Let us try to change, bring the right habit and kick out the wrong habit. What is practically to be done? Let us make the habit of thinking that which is real, which is permanent. And that which is real does not change. And that which is unreal keeps on changing. So we have to bring our mind from changing to unchanging. It is because of the mind's habit, it takes time to do it. But doesn't matter, let me begin. Let me begin right now. Somebody was asking me, he had taken a mantra diksha initiation, and then was asking me, but even if I start now, it will take a long time, isn't it? I said it may, but if you don't start, how long is it going to take? And that man said, oh, that is the point, and you have a point there. If you start, at least after a long time it will be finished, it will be done. But if you don't start at all, it will never get done. So, a wise person therefore should start. Okay, right now I will start. I will not waste time. I will start now, here and now. I will start. That is the important practical thing here and now I will start. The more we delay, the more it becomes tedious. More difficulties come. So don't let us not delay. It is when I try to, you know, organize my room, clean it, organize it, and remove the dust and all that, keep the things properly. When I look at the room, oh my goodness, it is going to take forever. And I have this thing to do, that thing to do. Let me think of it tomorrow. One thing about tomorrow is that it never comes, isn't it? Tomorrow never comes. That is the name tomorrow, you know. We used to have those signs in front of the shops. Because people were, the shopkeeper was cheated many times. Oh, we will take it on credit, we will give, pay later. And many didn't pay at all. So they put a sign there. Cash today, credit tomorrow. If you want the things today, then pay cash. Credit, okay, come tomorrow. But when the fellow comes tomorrow, sees the same sign. Cash today, credit tomorrow. So never postpone it. It is do it now. Tomorrow is the name of day that never comes. So let us start it now, here itself. It is. Otherwise it never gets done. Again, when I see my room tomorrow, next day, the day after or like that, it has become worse. It doesn't become better if I don't do anything. So, one lady told me what she does. And that was a very good advice. That she said, every day if I have half an hour, I plan in half an hour I can do this much. This much let me finish. And what happens? Then you get confidence that yes, I can certainly do this. Because work builds the confidence. When you work, if you do not do anything, what happens is your self-confidence goes on diminishing. It goes lower and lower. But if you start working, it starts increasing. And don't get afraid. Don't be fearful. What will happen then? If I start practicing Vedanta in life, then what will my friends say to me if I start meditating? Will my spouse divorce me? My wife doesn't like it. So if I start meditating, she will go run away. There is a story that our Swami Chaitanananda tells. That one man got a guru and took the mantra and then decided to meditate. He made a nice shrine and then said that now I will start meditation. And then he sat there. And his wife started telling him, Johnny, don't do such things. Now this is not in our tradition. You are doing something wrong. Johnny didn't listen. Next day again he sat for meditation, started doing his mantra. The wife said, I am giving you ultimatum. I cannot tolerate this. If you continue like this, I am going to go away. Third day again Johnny sits for meditation. Wife now became furious. I am going now to go away. You get up now from the seat. Get up. If you don't, I will go away. Johnny still kept on doing mantra. Didn't get up. Wife now became very angry. I am calling taxi. I have already packed my things. I am going to go away if you don't get up in 2 minutes before the taxi comes. Do you get the point? Johnny still did not move. Kept on meditating. Then after 2-3 minutes, he heard the sound of taxi coming. And then his wife taking bags into the car, into the taxi. He heard that the wife is going out. He heard the door slamming behind. Then in a minute he heard that the taxi has moved. Then after 2-3 minutes more, he gets up. Looks around, goes out of the door, wife is gone. And then he said to himself, look, meditation works. So, meditation works, but I am not telling to do meditation in that way, you know. This is just a little joke, you know. Meditation works. So, don't worry. What the point is, whatever people may say, whatever they may get angry with, there was one gentleman. He later on he regrets that, but he had I think some 6-7 years ago when I had come, or maybe more than that, he had decided to come and take mantra. Okay, yes, tomorrow early morning I will come. At that time we used to meet at that other place. And it was all Robert also spoke to him, and then yes, he would come. But then he did not come. He did not come. I don't know what. I kept on waiting, and then after some days, he told me that his wife didn't want it. Means he didn't, his wife didn't want him to take initiation or mantra. No. And so, because he didn't want to displease her, he decided not to do that. But now he regrets it. He has, he is no more staying here in Puerto Rico. Came to, I said, wait, we will have it once you again, otherwise you will have a determination today and gone tomorrow. Not like that. It is, you think about it, then we will have that. Otherwise it is not right that today you think this, tomorrow, because somebody said like that, somebody, my relatives, they said like that, and so we decided not to do it. And that is not right. Let people say whatever they want to say. Somebody was telling me that people will say bad things about us. I said, I asked, do they not say bad things about you now? What is the guarantee that they will be saying good things about you now? Even now they will say bad things about you. Why worry about it? Don't worry about it. Let people say whatever they want. We must do the right thing. Do not just pay heed to what people say. Four people will say four different things. What can you do? So do the right thing. If you see that something is right and worth doing, I want to make my life happy, isn't it? Do you want to make your life happy or not? What? No? Yes or no?
Yes.
You want to make your life happy. So do that by which it will become happy, by going to that which is real. If you run after that which is unreal, you will never make your life happy. So therefore, it is practical thing is to change the direction of the life, you know. So let us think of these things. And second thing, this is what is called the yoga, has four aspects. Main four aspects. One is called yoga of action. That is like, you know, we all are busy, we do work. But that work itself can become spiritual practice. Whatever work we do, which work, it doesn't matter. Like our Ramon does nice plumbing work. He is an expert plumber, you know, I saw. He knows so many important things about it. So if you let him do his plumbing work, he doesn't have to change his business. He has to only do it with the thought of God. The thought of God. That will make that plumbing his spiritual practice. He has to keep the mind on God while doing the work. Do whatever work you want or you have to do. Everybody has different work. Martha, I saw she had. Do you still have that nice training, agricultural training that you give? Still you do that, very good. So, while doing that, if she does that work with the feeling God alone is real, and the things otherwise come and go, but God alone is real, gradually that work will become a spiritual practice. Everybody has their own work. They don't have to change the work, but give the proper direction to your work. Suppose today that Leela was bringing me from the airport to here. Now, if she had taken, she didn't, but suppose by mistake she starts going in the wrong direction. If she goes in the wrong direction, now what she has to do? She doesn't have to go and buy a new car, only change the direction, isn't it? So, our works are like car, you know. And your car, whatever car you have, you may have a Land Rover, you may have a Mercedes, you may have a Toyota, or whatever, you know. So that will work if you drive in the right direction. So it is right direction. And that is why you put GPS on, isn't it? GPS. Do you use GPS? Yeah. In spiritual life also one has to use GPS. That is called Guru Positioning System, you know. Whatever the instructions given by the Guru. Follow those and then you will get there. We have to, then there is the quote is called the Yoga of Devotion, Bhakti Yoga. Instead of, you know, loving all these changing things, learn to love that which is real, permanent. Then that becomes, that gets called devotion. This is the practice that has to be done. So, then there is the yoga of knowledge that, yes, think, you know, think, meditate on what is real, what is not real, and hold on to that which is real. The practice of discernment and dispassion. Know that what is real and discard that which is not real. So this is, this practice is called yoga of discernment or yoga of knowledge, jnana yoga. And then there is the raja yoga, the kingly yoga, raya yoga. That science of meditation, control, conservation of the power in mind, controlling the mind, and that is fourth yoga. So all these we have to practice. They are like the four wheels of the car. Your car has how many wheels?
Four.
So all must go together, isn't it? If only one wheel says, I am going, other three wheels don't go, then the car will not go. It will break. So, our mind needs to be trained, our body needs to be trained, our intellect needs to be trained. All these are to be practiced. This is practicality. And let us lead the life in the practical way. So, I think I have spoken for a long time. It is, how much time did I speak? About a little over an hour, 1.5 hour or 1 hour and 15 minutes, because a lot of time was spent in, you know, adjusting the phone, Google Meet and so forth. So, but anyway, what I will now stop. Just let us chant one important mantra together. Follow me. There was the one mantra that we did in the beginning. Another one we will do at the end. And that is Om Se Om Purnamad Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. That means, you know, the God is infinite and perfect. So we all also are actually in truth permanent. This we are perfect and complete, infinite. When this apparent infinite goes away, actually nothing is lost. That permanent still remains as it is. So, let us become that perfection actually. That perfection which is our true nature, that never goes away. Let us remember that. hold on to that and thus reach that goal. Now, in case if you have any questions, you can ask and I will try to reply as per my capacity. Gracias. So no question, nobody has any question. What? Oh, you have a question?
Okay, no, that's fine.
Huh?
That's fine. My question is this. If there is a balance between yin and yang,
yes,
between good things and bad things, between freedom and not freedom, but suppose that people freedomly accept to be good, will we destroy the balance between yin and yang?
Yes, a good question. When you strike the balance, it is not that so much good and so much evil, not like that. You have to go beyond good and evil. Then that balance is struck. The relative good and relative bad, they are in balance. Relative real and relative unreal, there is balance. But we have to go beyond that to the absolute where these things vanish. That is the meaning of that yin-yang symbol. That is the very beautiful Tao symbol, you know, that there is nothing in this world which doesn't have its counterpart. That is the nature of this relative world. But when you transcend this relativity, then you reach the truth, the absolute, where these relativities vanish, and even if you see them, you do not get caught in them. Otherwise, how will you make balance? How much evil and how much good? Can you specify the proportions? It is not possible to specify the proportions. It is how much real and how much unreal. You cannot, okay, will you think that I will take 50% of my money in real bills and 50% in the fake bills? That is not balancing real and unreal. It is, we have to rise, we have to understand that in this world there is only relativity, it is in constant flux, it is changing all the time. It is, and therefore we have to go about that. Transcend that. That is the essence in meditation practice. Transcend these relative appearances. And then you go beyond these relatives. In this world it is all relative. You cannot have anything that will determine it. Because this and this also, and that also. And God has become all this. God has become so-called good and so-called bad. God has become all that which appears as real and which is relatively unreal. Both are the appearances of God, that Brahman, and which is never unreal. It is the reality of the relative real and relative unreal. It is one example is that on the earth we have day and night. That is how in the Genesis, in the Bible, that is how the first statements are so nice. The God first made day and night. Means darkness and light. And this is all relative. God is above those. So, these relatives, with the sun, in relation to the sun, we have day and night. Different places have different day and night. And therefore, one gentleman told, very nice statement, never say that tomorrow will be the doomsday. Because in Australia it is already tomorrow. So it is, these are relative things. But if you go to sun, suppose, you know, if you go to sun, there is no day and night there. It is always full of light. So day and night is on this earth relative to its, you know, facing the sun or away from the sun. So it is, so these, it is a very beautiful symbol that we should know that it is in this relative world you cannot therefore have anything properly understood or fixed, because whatever statement you make, its opposite also is there. That is the balance. Yeah. Thank you. Very nice question. Yes, please.
There are other organizations or religions that teach these four principles.
Yeah.
The Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita, yes.
What's the main difference between Veda and
Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is a book on Vedanta. Bhagavad Gita is one of the most important book of Vedanta. And this is taught by so many different people, different organizations. And if you see deeply, then you will see that the other scriptures, other books like Bible, teaches the same thing. If you see the Sufi teachings, Sufi Islam, you will see the same teachings. If you see Taoism or Buddhism, same teachings. So it is taught by all those who want to, you know, experience the divine. They should take up that which is closer and more suitable to them. Therefore, paths are many, many paths, but the goal is one, the truth is one. Yes. Thank you. Yes, please.
Vedanta is practical. One of the devotions is to define the real from the unreal. So we are not living.
You are correct. We have to understand that what is real and what is unreal. And how to understand that? That which changes is not real. For example, if you, this is all Puerto Rico, means surrounded by ocean, surrounded by Caribbean Sea. So you go to the seashore and you see the waves. Wave comes, wave goes. But the sea is permanent, isn't it? So the bodies, they come, they have birth, growth, death, and born here today, gone tomorrow. That is why the Christians, they observe that Lent, you know, Lent Do you do Lent? Catholics do Lent. That it is. And then in that there comes the, what is that? Ash Wednesday. Thank you. Ash Wednesday. Why is that Ash Wednesday? To remind that when we come from the dust, go back to dust. It is ashes, yeah. So that is how the ashes remain, the life burns away, ashes remain. So that which changes is not real. That which does not change, that is real. Like the sea is real, the waves are unreal. Do you get the point? Yeah, so we have to penetratively look. Because when we just see superficially on the surface, there are only waves. And not that this wave is unreal and that wave is real. All waves are unreal because they rise, they fall. Some may be very small waves, some may be like tsunami. Big, gigantic waves. Both are unreal because they change. They have birth, they have growth, they have decay, and they have death. So, what remains is that sea remains. That is permanent. So, find out your... you will see, this is a very good meditation actually, that when you were a little baby, what is your name?
David.
So, you were David even as a 2-month-old baby. Then this David started growing. David got teeth. David started eating, otherwise was having only the milk. And now David started eating rice and other things. David grew, David started going to school. Bring all those pictures before you. The body is changing, isn't it? What David used to like when David was 2-month-old, now he doesn't like. When that David then completed his school, maybe became, had learned a lot, then started some profession or job, got maybe married, got children. All these pictures, David remained, isn't it? I remained. Everything else goes away. And that I is same in you and me. That I is not different, the body is different. That is unchanging. So like that, hold on to that truth. That is that I is therefore in Vedanta, that I is called God. I which is everywhere, the I that is same everywhere, that is, hold on to that is real. The body comes and goes, not real. Every form comes and goes, not real. So take the mind away from that which is unreal. When we know something to be not real, our mind won't go there. I tell a very nice educative, illustrative incident that when I was in Shillong, one lady had come to talk to me about something, and with her was her little daughter. Daughter was, say, about 7-8 years old, and as per that age, she was pestering mother for giving her candy. I want candy. Mom, please. Mom was resisting. that, hey, wait, I am talking to the Swami. And then at that time there was a TV that was running there. It was silent because we were talking, but the picture were being seen, and there was an ad of a candy. A nice big bar was shown there. I told that girl, why are you pestering your mom? Go and get it. Don't you see it right there on the TV? Go and get it. But the girl knew much more than that. She did not budge from the place. I said, why don't you go? That's not real. I said, you see it, isn't it? But that is only electricity. Now what that little girl would say? That is only electricity. She didn't go to that. Why do we run after the world? Why, David, do we run after the world? Because we think it is real. When we see that it is not real, we will not run towards that. Do you get my point? Thank you very much. Gracias. Okay then. We shall stop. You must be now tired listening for such a long time. So. Okay, Lita.
Okay.
Tell it about tomorrow's plans.
Primero, gracias por estar aquí.
Gracias.
Y gracias. Entonces, mañana y pasado mañana tenemos un retiro con Swami, por supuesto. El nombre se llama La Imitación de Cristo. Es el sábado, y entonces el domingo se llama Ramakrishna, el principio de la persona. Empezamos a las 10 de la mañana. Vamos a tener almuerzo. Podemos almorzar aquí, si usted quiere salir a almorzar, pero igual, claro que sí. Pero vamos a tener almuerzo para personas que vengan. Van a ser de 10 a 12, a esa hora se almuerza, y empezamos de nuevo de 2 a 4, para tener un descanso, ¿verdad? Igual, ambos días. ¿Alguna pregunta en cuanto a eso? El programa, como quiera, si usted se confundió o no me escuchó bien, porque ya estoy así media dormida, pues está en la puerta, pueden echarle una miradita, o si quieren que se lo envíe, igual me dicen y yo se lo envío por donde sea. Lo otro sería que cuando vengan, aquí siempre hay agua para todos, tenemos el reciclaje en la esquinita para tratar de cuidar un poquito la naturaleza lo más que podamos. Lo otro sería que el lunes las personas que deseen hablar con Swami uno a uno, ¿verdad? Pues nosotros tenemos una lista que usted puede apuntarse en la hora que usted pueda durante el lunes, el día del lunes, que entonces está separado para eso. ¿Me deja saber para anotarlos? ¿Se me queda algo? Por ahora no, nos vemos mañana.
Hay inscripciones para los que quieran más información.
Gracias.
Y avísate de actividades futuras.
Todavía. Por favor, las personas que estén interesados en que se le envíe, nosotros enviamos el mensaje del día, que es maravilloso. Además que le avisemos cuando hayan actividades, por favor. Hay unas hojas para que usted se anote. Hay un sobre Manila al lado, usted pone su información y ahí guarda el sobre Manila. Entonces nosotros, si usted desea, se le envía WhatsApp, email o lo que desee, pero entonces ya sabemos que usted está interesado. ¿Y cuántas personas piensan venir mañana? No, es fíjate, gracias. No tiene costo alguno. Nosotros, esto es una fundación sin fines de lucro. Aquí todo se hace con la ayuda de las donaciones que las personas hacen. Gracias a eso se consiguió esta casa donaciones de personas incluso que no están aquí en Puerto Rico, pero también personas que están aquí. Por eso tenemos agua, luz, de todo, ¿verdad? Usted sabe cómo están las cosas. Así que las personas que quieran y puedan, pues tenemos allí una cajita que dice donativo, también hay PayPal y también hay ATH Móvil. O sea que cualquier donativo pues siempre es bien agradecido, pero no tiene ningún costo. Igual si usted quiere dar un postre o algo para compartir también, pero nosotros tenemos una, vamos a preparar algo para ustedes. Así que gracias. Dígame,
¿para algún poder charlar con él desde qué hora?
Pues desde las 8, Swami. Would you like to start receiving people on Monday at 8 or later than 8?
Sí, 8 should be okay. 8, 9.
Okay. A las 9, porque para que puedan desayunar y. Sí. A partir de las 9, yo tengo varias personas ya anotadas. Así que en un momento que lo miramos y puede apuntar su nombre. Solamente me dicen para yo tener la lista, porque así no, que no vaya a poner más personas en el lugar. ¿Algo más? Pues un gusto conocerlos a todos. Ojalá y pueda seguir viéndolos más acá. Nosotros vamos a estar reuniéndonos más a menudo. La casa ha estado en construcción y vamos a ir arreglando poco a poco, como dice Sony. Pero vamos a estar más activos cada día y vamos a estar comenzando a reunirnos una vez al mes, los domingos. Las personas que estén interesadas, pues se le va a ir enviando información. Además, nosotros hacemos lecturas los lunes, los martes en la noche a las 8, media hora. Hacemos, alguno de nosotros lee ahora mismo, pues el que esté interesado en la información. Y lo próximo que hacemos todos los domingos es clases de Gita con Swami Diana Yogananda. Esas son en español. Y Swami da las clases de California por. Sí, es por sí. Así que, ahora sí. Buenas noches.
Gracias.
Gracias, Swami.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Your life going on now with your same house you are living in that your mother was there.
Oh, my mother died.
Where is she? Died? Yes. She died.
Si. Yes. She died. Si.
Yeah, yeah. But you are living in the same house?
Oh, yes. Yes, I live there. Yes.
You and your brother had some conflict.
My brother, I don't know of him. He's far, and he doesn't communicate. I don't know. Where is he? Yes, my husband is going to, he's waiting for me now. See you tomorrow.
Hope to see you.
Bye.